As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You've got Corey Majors, the famous Alec Medford, as we move into the second hour of the program. I want to remind you of this. Well, first of all, I want to go ahead and get your thoughts. Start pouring them in. Franklin Frankel, injury attorney, text line 877-881-1053. What is your Rangers panic meter on these early ice-cold players? You can give it for the team. We'll break down specific players as we go along. But also, tomorrow night, Draft 101, 4131 North Central Expressway. 4131 North Central Expressway in Dallas. You don't got to sign up. You just got to show up. We're going to have giveaways. There's going to be Whataburger there. And if you just want to get down to the crux of it all, Bobby, Zach, Broadus, and folks from DallasCowboys.com will be there to answer all of your questions about the NFL draft. We'll just be the next week.
Yeah, man.
So tomorrow night, and it's free.
Here's what I suggest you do. And I wouldn't make the Whataburger free, honestly. Here's what I would tell. I would say you need to bring in your mock draft in order to get Whataburger. But the boss is a lot nicer than me, obviously. But I still think bring in your printed out mock draft or drafts and get Broadus and them to sign it. Like that's an approach that I would do is I'd print out all my mock drafts and say, what do you think? They can grade it right there on site and they can sign it and give their grades right next to their signatures.
All right. I like that. I was about to say, I bet they like to sign it more than grade it.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Broadus might be like, oh, that's terrible. What are you even doing?
See, that is the thing.
Scataboo in round one. What are
Look,
we doing here?
I'll just tell you this.
We don't need a running back that bad.
Brian Broadus has an immense amount of knowledge, but he's also going to shoot you straight.
He is never going to tell you something that, like, just because you want to have sugar-coated feelings.
Exactly. All right. Hey, speaking of not sugar-coating feelings, let's talk about this Rangers offense so far, because fair to say it has been subpar. That feels fair.
Yes. 1-0 wins are not optimal, and losses where you feel like you're not even getting on base, let alone string hits together, are the worst. That's the worst feeling for me, Kevin. I've said this all along. I love when you have a guy on first base, now you're pressuring the pitcher. Because the more runners you have on base, the more you're pressuring the pitcher. And most of the time, those guys fold under that pressure. Most of the time. And if you're not doing that, you're not that team. They also haven't done what they didn't promise us, but they had that feeling of we feel like we can slug this year. And Kevin, they won yesterday without hitting a home run.
Yeah.
And
this first five innings, they didn't do much of anything.
And this team they need to hit home runs. This is a team that has to hit home runs because watch them go up to the plate in the way they swing. They're all swinging for home runs. They're not swinging for line drive base hits right now. You can see it in their swing. So they have to do that. And if they're not doing it, then yes, subpar is what they are at the moment.
You know, right now, they're
still with 10 wins.
They are. Yeah. And that's
weird.
Honestly, that is the positive thing about all of it. Do you know right now the Rangers are on pace to hit 171 home runs? Do you know how many they hit last year? 176.
Okay. So what about the year before?
The year before is like 230 or something like that. Yeah, and so that's the pace you're hoping to keep. And you're only a tenth of the way through the season, a little bit more. But that's how disappointing it's been thus far. And I feel like all of our conversations have to start, at least for me, with Jock Peterson. Jock Peterson has been awful. I believe right now he's in the midst of an 0-for-26 slump. 0-for-26. The longest run of his career is 0-for-29. And that was 6 years ago. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Just a question for everybody. We talked about this when we were at spring training. Is anybody concerned? He's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. But is anyone concerned that he was kind of D-ing around at spring training?
I'd never seen him at another spring training.
Fair.
So I don't. That's fair. That's the one reason. Maybe he did this his whole career.
Could be.
But I do agree. I mean, how often was Mike furious at Luca for not,
yes.
for not
or people used to be mad at Derek Holland all the time. And I realize it. Like, we like Derek Holland, but it felt like people would get onto him for stuff like this when he wasn't playing well.
I think the biggest concern, this is, Alec, I don't know if you ever, were you a class clown kid?
In high school, yes.
Okay, so I probably was always a class clown kid, and I had a teacher pull me out one day, and this was like almost into college, pulled me aside and said, hey, look, I know you're smart and you can get this stuff without having to pay attention in class. But the rest of the ones, they're the ones I'm worried about. They're seeing you act this way, and so they want to join in it. You're distracting them from it. And so that's where, Kevin, would be my concern is, if I'm concerned about it, not necessarily him, but everybody else seeing it and not putting in the effort and work they need to. That being said, his numbers aren't where they need to be for him to even have that kind of personality for it.
And so here's one of the reasons I bring it up.
But I bet he's kicking himself.
Okay.
You know, I bet he is.
Look, I don't dispute that. I don't think there's anybody on this team that's like, ha-ha, it's awesome that I'm not playing well. Like, I don't think that. Here's my concern about Jock Peterson. I hope it is that he was kind of screwing around at spring training, and it's going to take a little bit longer because the alternative is way scarier for this team, right? Look at the alternative. Go back to 2020. I know it was a shortened season. Jock Peterson was not good. Go back to 2021. Jock Peterson was not good. Go back to 2022. He was fine. 2023, I guess he was fine. Probably below fine. And then last year, he was good. That's great that he got a contract off of last year. And I appreciate that. But when you look at all the seasons before that, are you like, hey, did we pay for 2019 and 2024 Jock Peterson? Because that's kind of confusing.
I'm still curious about when the signing happened, how much they envisioned Evan Carter playing versus how much Jock Peterson might be a bit role in this, rather than, hey, we're going to rely on him more.
Yeah.
Like, would him playing allow Kevin Pillar? Like, if Evan Carter's hitting left-handers better, can Pillar be a DH instead? Or, you know, what the options would be there? And that kind of screwed that up. Maybe they envisioned the whole time. They were like, no, we know that Evan Carter's not going to be ready for the season, so we need to find a piece to go ahead and do that. But I think they envisioned a lot more from him, and that combination of those two on either side of the plate, him and Berger, just has not welcomed itself the way we wanted to.
Now, who do you think is the player that people most want to discuss in this segment?
Evan Carter?
Marcus Simeon.
Oh, yeah.
You could see that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look. We're just being honest.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marcus Simeon.
I can still be hurt.
This month. Ooh, I want to get back to that in just a second. Marcus Simeon this month, and this is one of the craziest stats you'll hear about the Rangers all week. He is 5-for-41 this month.
It's a long month, dude.
That raised his batting average.
Oh, really? From the first month?
Yes, from the first month when he hit a robust 105. This month he's hitting 122.
Yeah, never mind. Go ahead.
And people are concerned because they're like, has he been productive since going all the way back to the postseason run of 2023? And even then, that had a couple of ebbs and flows in it, obviously, as well. Last year was a down year. You look at the Marcus Simeon back and forth season. we were really hoping that this would be a tremendous season, and it still could be. But my goodness, especially for your leadoff man, he has started this season horrifically poor on offense.
Yeah, you go back. I mean, his home run numbers are kind of in the area the last 3 years, 26, 29, 23. He did have more runners on in the World Series year so that he was able to produce the 100 RBI from the number one slot. But the fact that his batting average has dipped from 276 to 237 to, it looks like 117 at the moment on Baseball Reference. That's probably a day behind. That's a huge number. That's 100 points right there.
Yeah.
Just gone. And even last year, you saw that number fell down. And if it's your leadoff hitter, that affects the entire first inning. It affects the entire game. And then when you come back around, you're like, okay, he's seen him once. Now that he's seen him once, we should be able to get a runner on. Seager should be able to drive him in. That's the expectation. And with his speed, we've seen him score from second. We've seen him score from first. We know him being on base is important, but it's not happening enough for us.
And then, so this question comes up. I think this is a fair question from the 214. Why did y'all think Berger and Jock would be awesome? The Rangers got them because no one wanted them. I don't necessarily agree with that nobody wanted them, but they did get them because the market was not as robust for them. The reason why I thought those two in particular were going to be good, and there's still plenty of time for them to be good.
But oh, yeah.
The reason why I thought they were going to be good is because one of the things that they excelled at was something that this team did not have in bunches last year, and that was the ability to hit the fastball. And that is something that, like, you wouldn't think most teams would struggle with. You'd be more likely to struggle with off-season at this point in baseball history, but off-speed. But they really do well against the fastball. And so the fact that their offense has been non-existent to start the year, I think that's really disappointing because I thought they were going to help kind of like fortify a weakness in the Rangers offense.
With Semien, and I don't know if it is the same with Jock, but Bobby was pointing out the other day that the bat speed number is dropping. And, you know, that was kind of the conversation when Michael Young was still here. And right around the time he retired was you could see the hands weren't there. And Michael Young even, like, he knew, like, yeah, my hands aren't exactly what they are. And once you lose your hands, they've always said that, once you lose your hands, your career's kind of going.
Sure.
Because being able to catch up to pitches, that the anticipation, you have to anticipate more, being able to catch up to things. That's where it is. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case with Jock or if he's just not seeing it.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. in. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But man, he's swinging through stuff that, and he doesn't look like, in a lot of instances, there are counts that I'm like, okay, I expect this out of it. And he doesn't look like he's seeing it the same way. And somebody asked yesterday, they were like, hey man, is this spillover from, what about the batting coach? It's a different guy. This is a different batting coach now. So like that's, I don't know exactly what to say there other than maybe the approach needs to be altered a little bit.
Yeah, look, there have been...
They're swinging away, though.
There's been some problems, and maybe there's... if there's other players that y'all want to get into the specifics of, because pretty much everybody has had a slower start than you would hope.
Except for Heim.
Yeah, except for Jonah Heim and Kevin Pillar, maybe. Those, and Josh Jung, but again, I guess not. You know what? Never mind.
Wyatt looked pretty good.
Not except Josh Jung. Also Josh Jung, and also Wyatt Langford, just because they're not out there. Or they? I know Jung is back, but they've missed time. So that still kind of factors into the equation. You could make an argument that Heim and Pillar are the two that have like played as well or overachieved thus far. I go back to this time and again, and we did talk about, somebody brought up, hey, Marcus Semien got off to a rough start in 2022. Then he had a 5.7 WAR, I think. We did bring that up yesterday as hope for it can easily still turn around because it's only been 17 games. You still have time to turn around. You're still in first place in your division. But I am curious if real discussions will happen about Marcus Semien moving off of the leadoff.
I don't know.
It's not going to happen for at least another couple weeks, we think, right? Probably like not until the end of the month.
And
even then, that's like at minimum.
Yeah, and I don't know too, Kevin, like you're winning. You've won, you're right there at the top of your division.
No, you're right.
What do I need to change? Other than you just need to be critical of yourself in order to make sure that you're not blind to what's actually going on.
Yeah.
That's the whole key there.
Look, if they're not blind to what's going on, they realize the potential is there for need to change. Not the need to change yet. And we go back to Chris Young with the G-Bag Nation on Monday. You can hear him every Monday on the G-Bag Nation. They were asked about lineup changes, and he said there are no lineup changes imminent. And that's why I go back to, it'll be at least, I would assume, until the beginning of May. And I know that Marcus Semien is the flashpoint that people want to move. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. I'm just saying it's not going to happen, I think, for at least another couple weeks. And Boach is in a tough position internally, I'm sure. Because that's the guy who is your leadoff for the World Series champions.
If you make a move like that, it's drastic.
Yes.
And the whole roster sees it. Everybody sees, oh, they walk in, they look up, and Simeon's not one. Hold on, he must have a day off, and that's not normal.
Yeah.
And they look down, they don't see him until, I don't know, 7. And they're like, whoa, Boach, is he panicking? Boachy doesn't want to give off any impression that he's panicked at all. I'm going to give you every opportunity I can to ensure that I tapped you out, that there's nothing left. But because there could be a moment where you do come back, and I want that. They just need to have the Steve Sachs model, though, Kevin. Swing hard in case you hit it. And that's the way that it looks right now.
Hey, got him on The Simpsons, didn't it?
Exactly.
Or the Bart Simpson show, as Mike would say. One thing we do need to correct. Somebody goes, hey, what about Josh Smith? Fair. Josh Smith has also done well offensively. Did not want to leave him off the list.
You just keep especially, doing Josh Smith things.
Especially because the list is not that long. If we would have listed like 10 players, we'd be like, oh, I can't get them all. We listed 2. So like we really should get Josh Smith on the list. And hey, that can be 3.
I'll take it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
I'm going to give you a sports golden ticket. Let's figure out what to do with it next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Just got an email. Alec, I thought you'd want to know this. from Broadway.com to let me know that John Proctor is the villain is a New York Times critics pick to go see on Broadway. That is one of the shows that we saw. And that in that show, which has Sadie Sink from Stranger Things, there was an audible gasp I was a part of that happened in the show. And then I looked over at Jess and said, OS. Because it was a pretty shocking turn of events in the play, in case you're looking for something like that and want to go to New York. Hmm. Now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford. As always, we're going to have the question of the day, 877-881-1053. It's going to be inspired by a fun story about a former Texas Ranger that we're going to get to here in just a little bit. Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line to answer that question of the day, Twitch and YouTube as well. Before any of that, this is rare. I want to give some flowers to Peyton Russell.
Oh,
the hell's happening right
now? For this morning?
This morning. That was the most entertaining 30 minutes of radio I've heard in a long time.
Wow.
So
you work on this show.
Yes.
That's kind of hurtful.
And I, hey, at least from that day part. How about that? Mm. Because.
No, but that's not what you
wow,
said.
That's shots at Sean
that's not what
RJ.
You said to start with. That's a backpedal.
It's more shots at Bobby and RJ.
You better watch because, out. You're going to get a diss track on you soon.
No, it's more at Bobby and RJ because they're here a lot. But I thought that song that Peyton made, that actually had me tearing up laughing. That was amazing. That
you
was great
it?
Work. But it's going to be re-aired for G-Bag of the Day, I believe.
I like
that's
it.
What sources have told me. But if you did miss it, it is up on the 105 Through the Fan podcast page. That was incredibly off-key and out of tune, and it was just wonderful. It was a mess, and I loved it. And I'm here for the chaos. That's what this segment is all about at the end of the day. So the question of the day today, something really fun. I always love seeing this. I know Mike has talked about it in the past, and it's one of those things that you forget it actually exists until you read a story about it. And I did see that Jason Grilley, the former major leaguer, used his lifetime pass golden ticket from Major League Baseball.
Awesome.
Which, again, you always forget that's a real thing. You hear about it, and then you see somebody actually post a picture of it online, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's a real thing. It's not a bit or a joke that, like, hey, you're around for a long time. You can just get into any game that you want. Well, after a certain amount of time, I think it's 8 years of service, you get that actual little card from Major League Baseball, and you can go to any ballpark for any game. And you get one person to go with you, a guest, and you get the best available seats for that game at that given moment.
Alec, believe it or not, I got something like this once. It was, so when we were at the newspaper, used to cover the Allen Americans. And so one of the years I got a CHL press pass that would let me into any CHL game
the in Canadian the entire Hockey League?
No. No.
Were you traveling to Canada?
No, it's not. Dang it. Now, the Continental Hockey League. I really should know this. It's been a long time since we covered the team. Anyway, Central Hockey League, I hope. Anyway, so I got the pass to go see.
Concealed handgun license.
No, that's not it. To go to any of the teams, which just unfortunately, since we were on the beat and Brandon was really little, we stayed like in Dallas. But it was really cool. I got a pass that would have let me into any of the boxes, but not the best seat. Like, that's a different level of what I would really love, Alec. If it wasn't the best seat available, it was the best seat. And so there's a couple people sitting there like, hey, gotta go. Grilly's here. You're going to need you to move.
That would be amazing. CHL, isn't that the thing you need to drive like a commercial vehicle or something?
No, yeah, it's for hockey.
Okay. I got it now.
Maybe it was the ECHL. Damn it. I'll get back to you.
The easy concealed gun handgun license.
Huh. Okay. I'm not going to make the joke I was about to make. So Jason Grilley used this to take his son to a Pirates game to watch a Paul Skeens start.
Smart.
And he said that it was just super memorable. And he said moments like this hit different. He posted this on, I believe, Instagram. And he got seats right behind home plate. Because it's a Pirates game. Not a lot of people show up right. for those.
And that PNC. One guy didn't take up the MLB debut. Because
they're
switch.
Minus 24 on their run differential right now.
Exactly. So they're not very good. And even for a Paul Skene start, you can see in his picture, not every seat is filled. It's pretty light. But he got to take
That's
his
sad.
Son. It really is sad. I hate that the fan base isn't feeling very loved out there in Pittsburgh because they have one of the best players in baseball. And he got to take his son, and he said, moments like this I'll never forget. So it got me thinking, if you got a sports golden ticket, you got to take one person with you to go to one specific event in sports, and you get the best seats in the house, what are you burning that golden ticket on? 877-881-1053.
Man, I wish I'd have been thinking about this the whole time.
I think you're going to be stunned by my answer. Wimbledon. Now.
Wimbledon.
No. Wimbledon. Stop it. It would be that because I want to go to England, but also that's the most prestigious tennis tournament in the world. But also, where are the best seats? The best seats are in the Royal Box. That means if the Royals want to come see the tennis match, they're going to sit with me, Johnny America, or whatever. And I don't know if they'll like it. I don't know if we'll watch tennis
the same. Are those
seats
available? Those are the best seats available?
You said the best seats. These seats are in the arena.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
So I say that they're the best seats. So I want my golden ticket to Wimbledon, and I want to hang out with the princes and princess.
Huh.
Talk about, I don't know, British government stuff.
So you'd be like, hey, can we get some ideas from you
that
we can employ over here?
Yeah.
I could totally see Kevin like parlaying that into a presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
1,000,000% I could make it to Parliament in England at least.
Just a few hours of conversation in that Royal Box. And he's like, you know what? I've got a plan. I've got boosters. I've got a campaign. We're going for it. I could totally see that.
There's really only one answer for me. And Alec, I'm taking you.
Ooh.
We're going to WrestleFest, and we're sitting right next to the... On either, don't you get a chair on either side of the announcer's table?
In the ringside arena a lot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like they're like some roll around chairs or something.
Oh, so you want to be like in the timekeeper's
seat? Yeah, we're going to sit in those.
That would be amazing.
And because I know Alec is going to love this more than Kevin would. So that's why, and Kevin, you didn't even say you'd take me to Wimbledon. So that I'm furious
because
right now.
You keep saying it wrong.
why do I keep saying it
wrong?
Just because of Mike and it pissed me off.
But yeah, no, that I really would. It seems like WrestleFest is an amazing event where everybody like looks forward to it and gets excited about it. I've seen one before. I've seen multiples before. But to see Alec go nuts that close to everything would be an absolute joy for me. Otherwise, it would probably be the Masters with my dad. Like that would be a really cool thing.
That would be
cool. I don't know what the best seat is. I really have no clue what the best seat at the Masters is, but that would be really dope.
By the way, thank you very much for the people that helped out. It was the Central Hockey League. It got absorbed into the ECHL. And I think that happened towards the end of my tenure at the paper. But so we had some elements of it right. I said it right, but then y'all confused me and I wasn't confident enough.
I was thinking about truck drivers, man. That's true. Yeah.
The truck drivers of America. That's what Alec is always thinking about.
The 817, didn't we fight a war so we wouldn't have to have English ideas adopted here? But that's how you get things done. You listen to other people's ideas.
Find out where they fail.
Find a way to spin it to your idea and pretend like it was their idea all along. That's how I got so much stuff done at the paper.
Phil, you take somebody's idea that they have.
Yeah.
And you figure out how it's going to be terrible, and then you adjust it to the way you want it.
That definitely happened in the newspaper once. I needed one specific thing done, but the one person who was in charge would only do their own ideas. And I was like, man, it would be cool if, like, what if we could do something? And I've tried to pretend like I was making it up. And I was like, can you guys even do anything like that? And she goes, yeah, you know what? I can get that done for you. And I was like, oh, that'd be great. And that's what I wanted to happen all along.
What a wild concept. And Corey, you mentioned going to wrestling events. Two things about that. One, Friday night SmackDown next week, Dickie's Arena, Fort Worth.
You're going to be there?
I will be there. Section 108. Nice. If you're going to be in the vicinity, come find me.
When you see John Cena, is he going to be the champion?
Oh, he will be. 1,000%. And I'm going to be chasing that patch card that's going to be in the next top set of his, because that's going to be a record-breaking card right there. If he breaks the world title record,
yep,
and then there's a relic auto to go with it, oh boy, I am excited about that. And two, I did sit 10th row at WrestleMania 32 behind the announce desk.
Ooh, and what a dud WrestleMania that was.
Yeah, looking back at it, it was cool as a kid because I don't even remember how old I was at that point, maybe 14, 15. Yeah. So it was amazing. It was the coolest thing ever. You know who I was sitting by? I was sitting by Drew Brees and his kids.
Oh, what? Dude.
I was sitting by O'Shea cool. Jackson Jr.
That is awesome.
I was sitting next to Mick Foley's daughter. Like, I was in the star-studded area, and little did I know, in the section next to me, Seth Rollins was incognito in a hoodie.
See? Oh.
And they were documenting him coming back from his knee injury.
He was miserable there.
This is why I'm taking Alec, because he's noticing everybody around him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's pointing it out to me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. Somebody did text in F England. And are we still... Like, are we still holding that grudge? Hasn't it been over 200 years?
Yes. Did you look at your watch to see if it had been more than 200 years?
Just making sure the minutes were timed out correctly.
Okay. Yes, it has been more than 200 years. By the way, side note, one day my question of the day is going to be for you, Alec. Why do people like Ric Flair so much and don't like Hulk Hogan when Ric Flair is also a scumbag?
That's a great question, because I don't like either of them. So it was funny. I saw... have you seen that guy on TikTok that tries to stay in sports venues as long as he can before he gets kicked out by security? There's a guy that he will stay in arenas past the game or event end, and he'll just walk around and roam around the concourse, find his way into suites. It's harmless, but technically you're not supposed to do that. So until security kicks him out, he stays and just adventures around the buildings. And he was at Madison Square Garden a couple weeks ago for a Knicks game. And he went to the WrestleMania like memorial that they had there. And it was all Hulk Hogan stuff. And he's a wrestling fan. He's like, man, this setup would be so much cooler if Hulk Hogan was not involved in that WrestleMania. And I was like, hey, man, that would be so cool. I did see the 817 asked if the golden ticket would qualify for Olympic events, because if so, I'd choose the Summer Olympics. And I'd say yes, because honestly,
that's a good answer.
If it's not a wrestling event, I would choose the Summer Olympics for the sprinting events. Like, I need to be in the venue while some of these men's and women's sprinting finals goes on, because the pure adrenaline and the shock that goes through the crowd for whether it's the 100 for about 10 seconds, the 200 for about, 21 seconds, so on and so forth. That has to be the most electrifying half a minute in sports when you see some of the best athletes on the planet sprinting for their lives and sprinting for a legacy. That's what I would want. That's the right answer, in my opinion. I always wanted to see Usain Bolt run in person. Unfortunately, I'll never get that chance now that he's kind of done with that stuff. But if I could see, like the Justin Gatlins of the world and whatnot go out there and do their thing.
That would be cool.
That would be the coolest thing on the planet for me. Keep those coming in. I'm going to reply to some of those during the break.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
On 105.3 The Fan, coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Is this what the Cowboys should do with their number 12 pick? We'll do next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. For the first time I can recall, I'm sure it's happened before, a question of the day has spawned off of your question of the day.
Oh.
If you could take that golden ticket to go back in time and witness any specific sporting event, what would it be? Okay, we'll deal with that at another point, because right now it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
So I got a couple of dueling articles for this. NFL.com and Sports Illustrated. Essentially, it's what should the Cowboys do and what would be their dream scenario. Do you want the should or the dream scenario?
Let's start with the dream, and okay, then we'll go with should.
I do not care for their dream scenario.
Okay.
So I will tell you, I think it's mislabeled to begin with. From Sports Illustrated.
Oh.
Dallas Cowboys. Stop making a magazine. I don't care. Trade up for Ashton Jeanty. More specifically, they said trade up to pick number 6 for Ashton Jeanty and don't look back. I'll double check. I'm pretty sure that move would cost you your second round pick.
So first pick swaps in a second?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I don't think so either.
That's the dream, right?
Yes.
Because the dream is to have Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, my dream would have just been Ashton Jeanty fell to 12.
Yeah, that's the better dream.
Yeah.
We're sitting there and all of a sudden this great running back that brought us as a top 3 player.
Yeah, and that's
is in our lap.
Did he end up putting him at second on his board? I need to ask him about that. I thought he did.
Gotta check it. It's not a dream for me because I'm giving up picks.
Yeah.
The player is a dream. Like, absolutely, he's a dream, but the fact that I have to do what I have to do to get the player doesn't a dream for me. Actually, what would be even better is somebody wants to trade down, and they're offering me a pick in order to move up into that spot.
Okay, you like this one then. For the 901, their dream take, Shedeur Sanders falls to pick 12 where the Cowboys are, and instead they'll trade back.
Yes.
So somebody can get Shedeur Sanders, and then
that would be the Cowboys' dream for sure.
Yes. I mean, and Steven said as much with us yesterday, and it picked up a lot of traction. And we've talked about this in the past. Like, theoretically, this is what the new chart would say. If you traded down from 12 to, let's just say, 18, like Seattle's there looking to get something done, you pick up a third-round pick for that. Same kind of if you traded down to 17 with Cincinnati, more or less you would be in position. So if you drop five or six spots, as opposed to go up five or six spots, you can pick up a third round pick. And as you've pointed out, as y'all both pointed out, this is not a team that you're like, oh, we got too many good players. We don't need more cheap draft picks to fill holes. Absolutely, you do. And then your dream scenario would be 1, 2, 3, and 3 are more or less usable players on day one.
It's whether or not the Cowboys have the relationships to get the call. If they have the relationships that if Shador's there at 12, I absolutely think the Cowboys aren't taking him. As the Joe Milton addition makes me think
that. Yeah, no, I get you on that.
And so if that was to happen, then I can see the Cowboys going, all right, now do they start picking up phones or is the phone ringing off the hook for them? Their hope is that the phone's ringing off the hook. That's Jerry. Once he's in that position, he's in a position of power. He knows it. So that would be a fantastic situation for the Cowboys.
Now let's go through what should the Cowboys do. Well, what everybody should do on this path to the draft that is brought to you by Pluckers is join us at all the Pluckers locations Thursday. That's a week from Thursday for the draft extravaganza. Alec will be in Fort Worth at City View, correct? You will be in Allen, Corey, and I will be at the Dallas location.
Where the old CHL champion Allen Americans play.
Hey, they did win CHL championships. I know it changed. I know you might want to go see Alec and Corey, and I support that. But if you're in Dallas proper and you're on the fence and you know anything about football, please come to my Pluckers. We have a historically poor draft record. You just go back a couple years, we got the number 2 pick of CJ Stroud wrong. And I swear to you, that is a fact. People were groaning and the guy's like, no, I got some info. And his info turned out to be obviously incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Alec, I don't know about you. I've had huge success at every one of the locations I've ever been
at. We suck.
I always get a very smart bunch. And you know what's really crazy? I was in the Addison place last year, and there were 3 tables there. And they were like, yeah, we come here every year for the last like 7 years. And I was like, this is awesome. So they were locked in and ready to go. And they were ready for specials because that's what happens.
Yes.
If you get picks right, specials are to be had. That means drink specials, food specials. I'm there. What more could you need?
Yeah.
Or Kevin.
It's a sexy pick.
Kevin's there.
Hey, it is a sexy
pick. But we have a lot of success on anywhere I go. So I'm just saying.
So my suggestion, if you don't know a lot about football.
Go help Kevin.
Go see Corey. No, I need good people.
Go help Kevin. Go help Kevin.
All right. So what should each team do? And so this is run through by Adam Rank. And he went with like a top 3 of Cam Ward, Abdul Carter, and Ashton Jeanty. Again, this is not a mock draft predictions on what will happen with Travis Hunter then going number 4 to the Patriots. It's what teams should do. All right, you go down to the Dallas Cowboys and Mason Graham's off the board. Matthew Golden is off the board.
Hey.
But Tet, I believe, is still on the board, as is Shador. What do you think the Cowboys should do at 12? Because I don't know what you will think of this answer.
So I am kind of, at the moment, running through a different scenario in my mind. Now, and I might bring this up at a later point, but the idea is still first round best player available.
Yep.
Because you're going to get a good player on your team.
And I will argue, based on most boards, they would not be taking the best player available.
For the what they say should?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think in most instances, Tet has been the best available at that point. That's where people are kind of slotting him, and he's still the best player available. So if that's the case, I'm taking Tet, and they should have. Otherwise, Kevin, I have this idea of maybe taking best available and trying to pick up wide receiver and running back in the first 3 rounds. Like trying to get that combination somewhere.
So best available here, or excuse me, what should happen from NFL.com, they said go with Amarion Hampton, the running back from North Carolina.
He's good. He's really good.
You know who goes to pick after him, though? Will Campbell.
See, yeah.
And like, I just can't get down with that. If Will Campbell is there, Take Will Campbell.
I agree, but
I don't think he will be, of
okay,
course.
And okay, let's say he is, but what is the thing the Cowboys have been very adamant about regarding their first round picks? They need to be on the field.
Yeah.
Is he on the field over Guyton? Is he on the field over Steele? I don't know that he's making it on the field. And then, you know, is he a guard? Is he over yeah. Hoffman or Tyler? He's not over Smith. That's not happening. So that's the question I have there. And I feel like the Cowboys are like, nope, we're not taking a lineman here because we want him on the field. We need this, this, or this.
The Panthers at pick number 8 said that they are definitely open to trading back as well. And then if you're Mark Andrews, what do you think about this comment from Eric DaCosta? Hey, do you think Mark Andrews is going to stay with the team? Here's what he said, quote, I never know what's going to happen.
True.
And I would never want to say this or that, but I can tell you this. Mark Andrews is a warrior. He's played his butt off for us. I get it. You can say you never know what's going to happen for sure, but we would love for him to be back. But that's not really what he said. I can't tell the future. You never want to say this or that. Like, that would be like if your girlfriend was like, hey, do you think we'll ever break up? The answer is no. But you could. But if you said, well, you know, future's crazy. You never know. She's going to be mad at you.
I had a girlfriend in high school that would always ask, you know, do you think we'll be, you know, still talking 10 years after high school? Hell yeah, we will. We're best friends. What are you talking about right now? I've talked to her twice on Facebook since. So that's about it.
Did you now?
Yeah. But no. No. One time I was helping her and her family find a fishing guide, and the other one she asked me to come
speak. Wait, hold on. You're helping her find a fishing guide. You know what I heard from that, Alec? Corey was throwing some bait out there.
No, I was not.
That's what I heard.
No, I was not.
Show me your meat.
The other one was she asked me to come speak to her class, and I never even did that either.
What? Oh, why not?
The timing didn't work out. It was just bad timing.
In your face, kids.
Sorry.
All right.
Sick kids.
Let's go. And I know
they weren't sick kids. They were just regular kids.
I know we're going to talk about this more a little bit later, but I just want to throw it out there. I guess this is not how, I don't think anybody thinks this is ever going to happen. So Travis Hunter was asked, hey, what if you can't play both positions? And he said, it's game over. It's never playing football again because I've been doing it my whole life. And I love being like, I don't think that whatsoever.
You say game over?
Yeah. I think he was just saying something. And
there's no way he would give up football because he couldn't play. Nobody.
If he did, good for him.
I even think Dion would go to him and say, hey, dude, mate, we don't want to.
This ain't it.
No, go ahead and just play, man. You're going to make a lot of money playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
And now you don't have to have that toll on your body. So, but I do love the idea that he's like, I want it that badly. You know, he really does want it that bad. He wants to show everybody that he can do it. And I love it. I mean, Shohei wanted to do it, and he's been very successful at it. Can he be successful? Who knows until we see him try. But there's no way that he's walking away from football. Nobody's doing that.
I would respect him for sticking to his guns if he was like, no, I told you.
That being said, he does love to fish.
I'm out.
He loves fishing.
Okay.
And I bet he could go coach somewhere and then fish the rest of the time.
Go fish with Broadus.
Yeah, exactly.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, who is the single biggest NFL draft bust in Cowboys history? Now, if you want to get into regular NFL history, we might do that as well. Next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeens strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.